Zoomer Radio, Dion and the Drifters on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Toronto, the GTA, Ontario, Canada, most of the planet going bravely into spring and summer with no COVID restrictions. Finally, except stuff is starting to bubble up again. There's serious talk of a sixth wave and a fourth COVID shot. So is everything okay or is it not okay? Am I safe? Am I not safe? We talk about the physical impact of the virus, but what about the mental toll all this is taking? Laura Devlin is a Toronto therapist, and she joins the morning Zoom. Thanks for your time, Laura.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Laura, is there a way we should be feeling, like a normal way, as we're hearing about being in a sixth wave and, as Sam said, maybe hearing soon about getting fourth shots? How should we be feeling at this point in the pandemic?
Well, I think it's entirely normal if you're feeling really exhausted by it all at this point. I think we've all been going through so many adjustments over the course of 2 years. It can make your head spin, going from, you know, the initial fear and lockdowns and then things opening up again and then shutting back down. So certainly people's levels of anxiety and depression are higher than normal, and just this sort of fatigue that sets in after going through this so many times. So if you're feeling any of those feelings, I would say that's totally normal, and I think we're all in it together.
I feel like my happy's been stolen, I have to tell you. I'm happy and scared, excited, apprehensive, I'm relieved, and now I'm worried again. So I just hate how I feel.
Yeah, it can feel like an emotional roller coaster, and I think it takes a toll on your outlook, right, your mindset, whereas in the past you may have had really clear things to look forward to, that vacation you want to take with your family or a celebration, and you're right, over the last couple of years it felt like that's been stolen from us, that ability to look forward with optimism and have things to work towards to get us through the tough times. So it makes sense that you might be feeling that. I think it's something that I'm hearing from a lot of our clients as well in clinical practice.
Laura, at the same time, especially for those of us who are fully vaxxed and boosted, life in many ways is back to normal. So what can we do to help ourselves if we're feeling overwhelmed hearing about a sixth wave?
Yeah, I think if you're feeling apprehensive again, as many of us are, as we hear those numbers roll in, it's important to recognize that if you've done everything you can to try to protect yourself, that it's, I think, a time to consider sort of how you might take small steps towards reclaiming parts of your life that you've been longing to reclaim, but making sure that, of course, you're making measured decisions. Something that can happen over time is that we can get sort of a decisional fatigue, we call it, where we've been agonizing over so many decisions over so many years now, where we've had to kind of always constantly do risk analysis, that we can get kind of impulsive or make less quality decisions. So if you can try to come up with some like rules of thumb for yourself, for example, if you know you're vaxxed and boosted, you may decide that you're comfortable hanging around with, you know, a certain number of people before you put your mask on or what have you. Obviously, everyone has to determine that for themselves. But if you can make some sort of rules of thumb for yourself to govern your life, it might make it simpler for yourself so that you don't feel like you're having to stay indoors all the time by yourself again, like going back to full lockdown. So I think trying to sort of think it through and make some mental shortcuts for yourself, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we have to stop thinking about getting back to normal. Maybe normal isn't behind us. Maybe there's a new normal here, and we just have to sort of accept that this may be the way things. I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, put lipstick on a pig here. But honestly, it's just, you know, it's maybe
right.
Normal. Maybe the definition of normal has shifted, and we just need to deal with that too, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that trying to make it exactly how it was before may just be an effort that leaves you feeling really frustrated. I think if you can see how far we've come through this and try to look at the positives, how we've still found ways to connect. Maybe there's new activities you've engaged in through the pandemic that are going to be your new ways to socialize. Maybe you've gotten used to that great like morning walk with your friends instead of going for coffee, that type of thing. And maybe trying to see the growth that's happened through the last couple of years is a good way to try to take some good from the bad.
And Laura, quickly, how do you know if you should try to find a therapist to talk about your feelings because they might be getting to be a bit too much?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that if you're finding yourself feeling feelings of hopelessness, like a sense that, oh, nothing's going to get better, or you're just feeling like giving up, like you can't be bothered seeing people that you care about, or the things that you used to enjoy don't bring you the same level of enjoyment anymore, it would be a really good idea to talk to someone you trust. You could start with your family doctor, or you could reach out to therapists in your neighborhood. Our service, beachestherapy.ca, we have a number of therapists that specialize in different areas, but everyone is qualified to talk about how people have been dealing with the pandemic. So don't be embarrassed. Lots of people are needing extra support right now. It's completely normal and understandable.
Laura Devlin, Toronto therapist with Beaches Therapy Group. Thanks for being here. Super helpful.
Thanks so much for having me.